Chapter 8. Kara screamed. She grabbed my arm and squeezed it so hard I cried out. We huddled together in the doorway, staring back into the dark room, staring at the pale form in the coffin.
"Are you scared?"
Kara whispered.
"Who? Me?"
I choked out. I had to show her I wasn't scared. I took a step toward the coffin. Then another. She stayed close by my side. The beams of light from our flashlights darted shakily ahead of us. My heart started to pound. My mouth suddenly felt dry. It was impossible to hold the flashlight steady. "It's an old man," I whispered.
"But how did he get there?"
Kara whispered back.
"He wasn't there a second ago."
She squeezed my arm again, but I didn't really feel the pain. I was too excited, too amazed, too confused to feel anything. How did he get there? Who was he?
"Is he dead?"
Kara asked. I didn't answer. I crept up to the coffin and shone my light in. The man was old and completely bald. His skin stretched tight against his skull, smooth as a light bulb. His eyes were shut. His lips were as pale as his skin, drawn tightly together. He had tiny white hands, thin as bones. They were crossed over his chest. He was dressed in a black tuxedo, very old-fashioned looking. The stiff collar of his white shirt pressed up against his pale cheeks. His shiny black shoes were buttoned instead of laced.
"Is he dead?"
Kara repeated.
"I guess so,"
I choked out. I had never seen a dead person before. Again, I felt Kara's hand on my arm.
"Let's go,"
she whispered.
"Let's get out of here."
"Okay."
I wanted to leave. I wanted to get away from there as fast as I could. But something held me there. Something froze me in place, staring at the pale old face. At the old man lying so still, so silent in the purple coffin. And as I stared, the old man opened his eyes, blinked, and started to sit up.